How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
My name is Tonya Curry, and this is this week's Acumen Media Report. It's entitled, Battle Lines Drawn and the Headline Grabbers. Yeah, ne? You would think that 162 children being kidnapped in South Africa would be our top story. 162 kids. Nope. The story was humming on Twitter for more than 24 hours until news media picked it up yesterday and gave it a voice. No sooner had the word kidnapped left the anchor's lips and the headline switched to matric results. Yeah, ne? Headline grabbers. Before we go to the education of our children, I should give you an update. I don't know if you're ready for it. To be fair, none of us are ready for this drawing of the battle lines. Last week, I started by telling you about the sheer arrogance and the headline-grabbing Lindiwe Sisulu. The term she used to describe the judiciary is one I will not repeat for many reasons, not the least of which is that Facebook, one of my primary outlets, refused the post on last week's video on our business account. Their reasoning? The word that Lindiwe Sisulu used was offensive and against Facebook standards. Damn straight too. I found it ironic that I couldn't report on Lindiwe, but that she had managed to make the same word trend across the country. You see, Lindiwe, even Facebook knows that what you said was nothing but revolting. I thought at least I could escape the story this week, but Yane, here I am. Yesterday morning, the presidency sent out a statement that announced Sisulu had retracted her nonsense. A quote from the press release sent out, I retract unequivocally my hurtful comments. I recognize that many women and men judges, past and present, have served their country in the judiciary with dedication and patriotism, and some have made sterling sacrifices in the fight against apartheid and colonialism. I apologize for and regret the hurt I have caused the judiciary. We all knew she was pushed when the statement hit headlines, but we all felt that, yeah, ne? Didn't we? I was relishing the impact of the president's lambaste and how he finally found a voice, but then yesterday evening, Lindiwe said this. I've just been informed of a media alert issued by the presidency that apparently claims that I, Lindiwe N. Sisulu, retracted my original expression. I wish to categorically disown this statement in its entirety as a misrepresentation of the said meeting I had with the president, spelt with a small p. Yeah, ne? The battle lines are drawn for headline grabbers. Would you like to know what's going on? Well, in my opinion, and I'm not alone, the ANC faction, the RET, if you will, are settling into their campaigning rhythm, and the battle lines are firmly drawn. You see, that state capture report, if actually acted on, and don't hold your breath because we all know where a high-ranking crook ends up, and jail is just a media term, that state capture report will destroy the individuals of the RET. They may even have to pay 400 billion rand that we lost in the first report's finding. 400 billion. That's not going to do, is it? Yeah, ne. Battle lines. You may have forgotten about Lindiwe Sisulu had political ambitions to be president a little while ago. The RET needs an ANC face for the ANC conference. I mean, our good friend Ace Magashule is still suspended. Jacob Zuma isn't allowed in and Jiduzani Zuma isn't on the list. So unless you want to hedge your bets on Carl Niehaus, the RET faction had to find a voice. Why not Sisulu's grandchild? The battle lines are drawn. Yes, I might be stating the obvious when I say that the ANC is imploding and there is no news there, but here's the bit that impacts on all of us. While the governing party is bickering and bullying for bucks, our service delivery left the back window. Yeah, ne? For once, I'm going to say thank goodness the EFF gave the metros to the DA. Let's talk about that EFF of ours. Julius took every headline he could grab this week. He started off in 2019 giving it stick when he called for the scrapping of African borders. Yet less than 3 years later, he is running around with the xenophobic Trump-inspired narrative, put South Africans first. Ah, the big flip-flop and the headline hog. He went to one restaurant and confronted one owner who he intimidated with his entourage and threats. The result? One meeting later, indoors, probably to have tea and get out of the rain. And that was a wrap. Yeah, ne? The social media community thought he was going to go from franchise to franchise, but he didn't. The next day he was marching to open the stadiums for football games. Oi, Julius, when are you fixing the water and lights, but? You're running the metros, not a rally. Yeah, ne? I was so sad to read that my hero of 2021, Nhlanhla Lux, the man who stood up and saved Jabulani Mall and maybe even ended the country's looting, is now chasing Zimbabweans out of town. Look, I don't know the guy very well, but that seems like a massive swing in narrative from him. And why not? It was a headline grabber sort of week. Wink, wink. Yeah, ne? Battle lines. There were some fascinating stories this week. Judge Slope announced that Zandile Mafe's mental evaluation was unlawful. You know Zandile, right? South Africa's Guy Fox. Slope ruled that Zandile should be removed from the facility completely. I wonder if this judge will ask for the real story. Battle lines are drawn. I'd no sooner heard this news and then Zandile tested positive to COVID-19. It happens to the best of us, Mr. Mafe. Just hang in there, brother. We dare you to spit out the truth. You'll become a South African hero. We promise to care for you unlike our governments did for all those years when you lived on the streets. There were some pretty fishy stories that I haven't addressed, the most hurtful of which is that fish paste and Red Row leave our shelves. This I will never get over. I'm literally scarred by this tragedy. You took away my childhood. I mean, Red Row. Even the advert never left me. Anyway, I must move on, however bad I feel inside. There was a break-in at Lesedi FM, the SABC in Bloemfontein, and politicians took a very big interest. I wonder why all break-ins don't get their attention. Battle lines? Then there was the protest for a secret ballot at Johannesburg Council sit-in. Here you saw government representatives chain their hands above their heads in a demonstration of how they're being held captive by using an open ballot. Later, the whole place descended into chaos as parties simply walked out. Battle lines were definitely showing. Yeah, ne? And then Eskom asked for a 20% price hike. None of us read that story. We don't want to believe that we are still here being plundered by a derelict service provider. Then it turns out that the Motti brothers may have suffered their ordeal over a family feud and some hot cash. How sick are those battle lines? Across the waters, a volcano in Tonga erupted. Seen from space, we understand the enormous impact of nature and how insignificant we really are. When I was really feeling my existentialism, Twitter told me that if I can dream it, I can put it up on Times Square. So there's that. It's been a long week. I'm definitely going to see the Deep Blue this weekend. The conditions in Sedwana are sublime, and I can breathe underwater. Yeah, ne. I'm Tonya Curry, and you've just scratched the surface with Acumen Media.